This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, we are live out at the Knights of Columbus. Fish Fry Friday is our second stop. The whole gang is out here. Fred, the Hall of Famer, he will not be at the next two. He's going to be in Japan. He leaves on Sunday. Jane is here. Sue Thomas has Sue's News. And we have Kevin Lowe's here, who is with the Knights of Columbus. Kevin has hosted us several years in a row. We're back in Colville. The crowd is building. The line started about 45 minutes ago. Thank you so much for having us.
Well,
you guys
you
do it right
here.
Out here. This has run so
we
exceptionally well.
Yes.
We love our trip to Colville. So let's talk about what you have, because I did hear a rumor. You were telling somebody you changed the Hush Puppies. Is that the new thing for this year?
We do. It's much sweeter Hush Puppy, and
they're
we believe
fun.
It's a better product.
They are. They were great. First of all, they were great. Now they're phenomenal.
Thank you.
What is on the menu out here?
So we have cod and catfish, shrimp, coleslaw, mac and cheese, green beans. Don't ask me why. This is a St. Louis thing. I didn't grow up here, but spaghetti.
Don't ask.
I don't know why we have spaghetti at fish
you
fries,
have to
but
have
we
it
do.
You have to have it everywhere.
Yes, we do.
It has to be available.
We talked about
really
that last
good,
year.
Though.
Is it kind of
it's
for?
Really
is it maybe for the kids more so or not?
Oh, no.
The adults like it.
Really? It's
okay.
An expected
it's
side.
Even the marginal Italians eat it.
Absolutely. And even
but there's
wedding
no meat
receptions.
Sauce, right?
No. Oh,
okay.
You can't have meat
right.
sauce.
Right. Well, no,
oh,
exactly.
Lent.
I just wanted to be clear on that.
Yeah, it's Lent.
Unless the Lutherans start showing up, then we'll have meat sauce.
Okay. Well, Fred and I are here
that's
for
right.
sure.
That's right.
Kevin, address the, what are the Knights of Columbus all about, and how does this all help the Knights of Columbus?
So what we do is, like you probably noticed out front, we have a number of ball fields, softball for the girls, baseball, soccer. So we do a lot with athletics. We work with the Parish Athletic Association.
Nice.
Just a couple weeks ago, for the developmentally disabled, we have our Tootsie Roll Drive. Everybody's probably seen Knights of Columbus Tootsie Rolls.
Yes.
And we had a Valentine's
them.
Dance for the kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, they show up at 7 o'clock. They dance like crazy until 9, but at 9 they go.
Oh. That's a nice dance.
Yeah.
2 hours and you're out.
You know, we do a lot of things with charities help, like one of our members lost his daughter to cancer and has a St. Jude's fundraiser every year. We help sponsor that.
So a lot of activity in the community, for sure. Do you live here? I can't remember.
I do.
It's so awesome out here. Every time I come out here, I don't come out here enough.
And the town is even different than it was last year.
Yeah.
And it's a lovely.
Keeps growing.
It really does, but in a nice way. It still feels like a town. It's really nice.
That's nice. Because we moved here from Kentucky. And by the grace of God, we ended up in Cottleville. So, we love it here.
You know, it's funny. Like, it's probably been 11, 12 years now. But up until about 11 or 12 years ago, I'd never been to Cottleville. And all of a sudden, my friend that
it
got Luke Bly. Luke Bly was
same.
Married. And then he had his reception downtown. And I've been here several times since. And we've been here the last few years. So, thank you so much for hosting us. And we kind of joke about how far it is away. It's really not that far. Jane, you had a little bit farther because you came from the city.
Well, and I drove like a moron and I made mistakes.
Well, there is that. What, Fred?
I wanted to know, what are the hours, and how many people do you expect to serve on an average Friday?
4 to 8. We serve from 4 o'clock to 8 p.m. You know, I would say we probably do about 1,100 meals
Wow. Yeah.
Easily. So. And Kevin, don't they make dessert fresh? Don't the ladies do that? Do I remember this?
Our ladies auxiliary, and most of them are, you know, married to at night or maybe unfortunately
that, that's them
lost
over there. Like they have their own
table. It's
right.
Always crowded over yes. there. Yes. You'll notice.
And it's all homemade. That's a great point. Yeah. Nothing. In fact, if you bring store-bought stuff, you're chastised.
Yeah, you're looked down upon.
You should be chastised. Are you kidding me?
I think I took home 3 desserts last year. I may have to do that again.
Well, I mean, you don't know if one of them might be lost in the wind.
That's
you know?
Well, so right. There's always a storm.
You have to prepare for the best.
I have to prepare.
Kevin, you're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank
you still
you
got the Christmas tree line out here, too?
We don't do the Christmas. It was just hard for us to compete.
Oh, nice of you to promote that you don't have any. But
okay.
That was awesome. I got my Christmas tree several years.
It was hard for us to compete with, you know, some of the big box stores.
Right. No, I understand
like that
for sure. Well, yeah. We really do love coming out here. This is our consistent fish fry. Come and see us at the Knights of Columbus in Cottleville. Kevin Lowe, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you a little
Thank
bit later
guys.
This afternoon. Let's do this this
Appreciate
afternoon,
it.
Ethan.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, I'll tell you what. I've got one little thing to mention here for music-wise today because it's just too good. On this day in history, Jane, 27
yes.
years ago.
Yes.
In 1998, this song by Will Smith was number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Getting jiggy with it. If you can just see the dancing out here right now.
Mom dancing.
Yes.
I am engaging in mom dancing.
This song just cracks me up.
It's great.
I'm kind of Biden dancing. I'm just sitting
yeah, you
here.
Are.
That's
you're
not
you
really
are.
Doing
that's
anything.
Called chair dancing.
Oh, okay.
You
chair
seem
dancing.
To be aware, so okay, that's one
right.
step ahead. Now, this being, I forgot that it was number one. I don't know why I find that entertaining, but I do.
Yeah.
To think
well,
that getting jiggy with it, it's
I mean,
it
look,
to number one.
The bottom line is, Nani is not easy to get a number one song.
No,
a number one song
exactly.
is a very big accomplishment. Yeah.
So you have to say jiggy with it to get it.
Right.
Exactly. Well, today, of course, is Pi Day because of, you know, Pi, and the whole 3.14, 5926, whatever it is. But, of course, in St. Louis, it's 314 Day.
That's
so
right.
we've got all kinds of little different specials going on.
Fred, what did I got a bag full of 314
yeah,
stuff,
some
right?
Great stuff. You
did
got
you? What'd you get?
Dad's cookies.
Oh.
Go through. You got a whole bunch of really
Wait
fun stuff.
Wait a minute.
We have something
Wait
from Purina here. We have Flav sticks. Those are
those
for
are,
us, not the dogs.
nice.
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff in here. I don't know. I got to
wow.
go through it. There's the Dad's cookies.
Those are incredible.
Here, you can have those, Jane.
They're too
I make my own cookies.
Oh,
yes. I make my own cookies. Nothing
that's
against
true. You've got a great sweatshirt.
Oh, look at this. We got Bogart Smokehouse,
oh,
some sweet
good.
Megan Ann, sweet Megan Ann barbecue sauce.
You need that in
sure
life.
What that means
sweet Megan Ann.
Scotch
yeah, that's what it says. I got some
amazing.
Frisky party mix. I got cats. So yeah, all kinds of stuff for 314
Day. That's really nice that he got that. Isn't that Fred?
It is that he
yeah.
got that.
Uh-huh.
You guys pick through it. Do whatever you want. I don't really care.
Yeah, throw it to the audience.
Well,
right.
in honor of Pi Day, I knew a woman from high school who, in her older age, would have pie, just make pies on this day and have a big party and have everybody over and you could have a slice of whatever you wanted.
Oh.
It was kind of a nice thing.
That's a wonderful thing.
And Instacart, except she didn't make her own crust, Jane.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a lot to do.
Yeah.
Instacart has revealed its most ordered pies on the platform. And not surprisingly, what would number one be?
Cherry.
No.
Apple.
Mark.
Apple.
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 Ding, ding, ding.
Yep. Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I don't have it. Thank you, Ethan.
I just happen to like cherry
Thank
pie.
Thank you,
more.
Ethan.
I like cherry pie.
Yeah.
Like
There's
the song.
Wrong with that. 29% of all pies delivered are apple pies. Number two?
Blueberry?
Pumpkin.
Oh.
Number three, pecan, which I find disgusting.
I
it's
do
that
too.
Goo. What can't, is that? I can't
deal
with it.
There's a texture problem.
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you something, though. I was always kind of that way on pecan. But if you have a really good pecan pie,
yeah.
I've had good. They're good.
Pecan pie.
I don't know.
That's from When Harry Met Sally. Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. And number four, cherry pie. Number five, lemon meringue. I like whipped cream better than meringue.
How about a good key lime pie?
Oh,
lime.
That's not on here, but that. Oh, wait, it is. It's number eight.
Key
Chocolate
lime.
Pie is 7. 8 is key lime. Number 9 is peach. And sweet potato pie.
Uh-uh.
Nope. I don't really count that as a pie. I mean, I realize it is.
Nope.
Blueberry
didn't even make the list. That's
it
sad.
Is. No, oh, it's on
it's
there,
on
number
there.
Six.
Okay, good.
All right, we talked about this yesterday. Mark and I are concerned for Fred going off to Japan.
Me too.
Because of...
You leave Sunday morning, right? Or yes. Sunday afternoon?
Do they know you're a Hall of Famer?
That's what I mean. Is he going to have protection at
he
all
should,
time?
He should have a badge that says yes. Hall of Famer.
Does Marie have you in first class with
Thank
the capsule?
You.
No.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Is she, is she in first
once.
Class with the capsule
yeah,
and then she's got
smart.
You back in coach?
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope for that for her.
Well, part of what we were concerned about was the turlet situation because Mark and I have encountered in foreign countries, France and Italy, you pay, like a quarter and you go in for a toilet and yeah. It's just a hole in the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very European. I did that once and it was
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's not
horrifying.
Good.
No.
But
oh.
I did mention, look, when I was,
Thank
and
you.
I can't
Thank
remember
you,
if it was at the Frankfurt airport, there are places where you do pay the quarter, whatever it is.
I'll pay.
And it's worth it.
Yeah,
yes.
No, I'll pay. Yeah. I'll pay.
Well, I researched.
Except in Japan money, a quarter is like $100,000.
Fred okay? is having trouble
with the exchange rate.
Yeah,
not good?
Exchange, well, exchange rate is good.
Exchange,
it's just
yeah.
a weird way of doing it.
He doesn't like to spend 1,000 yen, even though it's nothing. It's just the 1,000.
Even though it's like
1,000 yen is like $6.
I get you.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal. They They are known as washlets or bidet toilets. Why would you put toilet on bidet? But okay. And they are renowned for their advanced features, Fred.
Ooh.
Including warm water jets for cleaning.
I love that.
Heated seats, Fred.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
And sometimes automated functions like lid opening and closing.
That's
so you are headed to the what should we say? The Taj Mahal
yes.
of toilets.
Taj Mahal.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
pretty
frankly,
impressive.
Frankly, I'm jealous.
The Hall of Fame of toilets.
I have a bidet, and it's the best thing ever.
Do you really?
Yes.
Okay, I don't want to hear about that,
yeah.
first of all.
See,
I don't want to hear you say
so
it's the
sensitive.
Best thing ever. I don't want to hear
it
that.
It is.
And Mark, we talked about this yesterday. Mark and I kind of try to avoid all public toilets.
Oh, that's
yes.
true.
I do, too.
Yes.
I do, too. Yep.
I'm going to throw my brother under the bus, who, after getting back from Europe, went through a bidet phase. And he took like an adapter and put it on one of their toilets out until his wife was like, okay, we can't. It's got to. Yeah,
oh, yeah. No, they have those.
Yeah,
the tushy.
You can just tushy. Adapt it if you get into it.
And it works.
Really?
And it works.
Uh-huh.
Again. These are conjuring up images that I really don't want to think about, especially at a fish fry.
All right.
Okay.
So sensitive.
Well.
All right.
An American Airlines flight caught fire after landing at Denver International Airport late yesterday afternoon. Did you know that?
Yes,
I saw this, but I also think, Sue, we may have some audio. Ethan, do we have audio that we can? This is a passenger that was on the plane. If he has it, he can play it because I saw a little of the video. It looked horrible.
It looked horrifying.
Well, I'll give you time because after landing and while taxiing to the gate, an engine caught fire and passengers evacuated the aircraft. Many were standing on a wing with smoke and flames beneath them.
Okay, Ethan, play that audio.
Someone started to yell that there was a fire outside in the engine. Everybody kind of started panicking, got up, started running to the back. The cabin started filling with smoke. Looked outside, couldn't see anything because it was white. There's a lot of screaming and everyone was trying to get off as quickly as possible.
Isn't
Fred, don't worry, Fred.
No,
air travel
no,
is perfectly safe,
yeah.
even though we've had three or four major disasters in a month and a half.
And I'm flying American into Dallas.
Well, it
which
will
is where
never
that plane was
happen
headed.
Twice.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, no, you're safer now. You're
I'm
safer now yep. than you were before.
But wait, Sue, maybe I missed this, but
more worried about
what happened there? Did they know what happened?
I did not find any detail
about it.
Apparently, they're looking into it.
Okay.
The NTSB.
This says after experiencing engine vibrations, it caught fire while taxiing to a gate. That doesn't sound good.
No.
And if you end up on the wing of a plane after a flight, I don't think that's a successful flight.
Did they get refunds?
Well, usually, you know what they do is they offer you something. This is what they did with some of these other things that happened. And then you can either take it or not. If you take it, you can't sue them.
Right.
But Jane,
you know what?
You're a lawyer. We sue. This is what we do.
Well, no, I would take a lot of stuff in lieu of suing.
I think I would just call you and say, what do you think?
Yeah.
Is this a good enough amount?
That is really, that is a nuts story, though.
It
I cannot
is.
Believe that that just happened. And obviously, you had what happened at Reagan and at Midway, the near miss there with the avoiding a collision. So it's not been a great stretch for air travel.
No.
Or ground travel, I guess we should say. It mostly happens on the ground.
Well, now we move into gossip. Tiger Woods is reportedly dating Vanessa Trump. Now, we read about this yesterday. Did you see that, Mark?
Yeah, but I don't know who Vanessa Trump is. Right.
This is Donald Trump Jr.'s ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
And her daughter, Kai, happens to be a golf enthusiast. And Kai reportedly goes to school with Tiger's kids. So that's how they know each other. And there's a golf interest. So they kind of have that in common. I don't know why I keep making this hand gesture.
That makes sense, though.
But you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Also in dating news, Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Has been dating Martin Short. Can some bell on that?
Wait.
Yes, bell.
Wait, she's dating who?
Martin Short.
Oh, well, that is interesting,
isn't
it?
It's so cute. Well, because they met on Murders in the Building.
My beloved Only Murders in the Building.
Great. And they were adorable. And then they've been dating for like a year.
Now, but that's interesting
because he makes her laugh.
You have stories that obviously bloom into romances on movie sets and TV sets all the time, but they're typically not people in this age. How old is Marty Short?
He's 74.
Oh, wow.
She is 75.
Okay.
I think it's beautiful.
He is a widow, and she has been separated from her husband for a really long time.
Yeah.
But I don't believe they're actually divorced, so we'll deal with that.
Yeah,
I
his guess. Wife died in 2010.
Yeah.
So
and she they really had a great relationship. And just like Jane said, he makes her laugh, and she really likes that.
Yep.
And their kids. She has four, and I think he has three, and everybody's thrilled because they all like each other.
Didn't President Trump buy a Tesla for Kai when Elon Musk had the Tesla?
That could be.
Yeah, I think so.
That could be.
Wow. Can I just make one mention here? Because I heard a name yesterday. I don't know if you guys heard it. Maybe it was even when we were doing the show. But did you hear about the actress who was arrested with all the stuff at Trump Tower yesterday?
No.
No.
Deborah Winger.
Oh, like,
why the hell was she there? I have no idea, but she was arrested with
she
all
was protesting
that yesterday.
And they took her away.
In other news, Deborah Winger is still a thing, right? Who knew?
Yeah.
All right, how much time? Shall I
you can do one more.
Up? All right. Well, this one might take... All right, I'll go with the
you
happy
got time.
Story.
We got time. We're at a fish fry. It's
okay,
very relaxed out here, Sue.
This is my good news story of the day. A 27-year-old woman in Miami recently showed up at an animal shelter and asked for the oldest dog they had. Aww. And I always love these stories. They had a 12-year-old dog named Jackie.
Aww.
And she looks like a lab or some kind of mix. She's a black lab. And that reminded me of Mark's dog, so that's why we're doing this. She'd been there for 3 months. And then she shared a video of her to encourage more people to adopt senior pets. She's got two other dogs, and they all get along great. There's great video of this dog coming home, fitting right in, and being happy as a clam, even though 12 years old, kind
that's
of got
so
a renewal
nice.
Of energy.
That's a tough thing to do because most pet owners would never ever do that.
I know, but it was so nice.
My baby's 15.
I adopted a cat that was 10 years old one
She's
time.
She's amazing.
Because this was, I think I've told this story. So I had a friend of mine who had a friend in Kansas City who was getting married, and the husband was allergic to a cat. And she had a beautiful blue point Siamese cat named Mindy. I did not name her, but I adopted that cat when she was 10 years old. She hated every other animal I had in the house, but she slept on my head every night.
Oh, my gosh.
Every night. She slept on my head.
Did she talk a lot? Every Siamese I've encountered.
They're very vocal. Yes, they're pretty vocal.
You know, when it storms, my dog Luna likes to get up like almost on your head.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, that's going to happen in about 5 hours, so get ready for that.
Right.
And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. Did anybody see Step Brothers, the movie here?
Yes.
Okay, it amused me.
Great movie.
Several decades before Richard Jenkins played John C. Reilly's father in Step Brothers.
Yes.
He worked as a truck driver, and his boss at that job was John C. Reilly's father.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what are the odds?
Isn't that bizarre?
So Richard Jenkins grew up outside of the Chicago area, in a rural area, and here's a random thing, and maybe people don't know his name, but they'd know his face. He's the only other person in my entire life that when I mention I've walked soybean fields has said, I walk soybean fields. And what that means is you take a hoe up and down soybean fields and you pull the weeds out. You don't have to do that anymore because of Monsanto, although the weeds get very smart and I hear that they're, you know,
they
even
adapt.
Avoiding the chemicals. But Fred, he came into the studio, Richard Jenkins, at KMOX many years ago.
Cool
and he was telling, I think it was around Aurora, Illinois, and that's where I worked on this farm in Big Rock, Illinois. So I just kind of remember that. And he was at the Critics' Choice Awards that year and just a phenomenal guy. Really great character actor.
Aww.
Has had
he really is.
Great career.
That's an underrated movie.
And that's it for Sue's News.
All right, we are live at our fish fry out here in Cottleville. Come see us. They are serving the fish right now. The line is long. It's out the door. We're here till 6. We're coming back with Paul Hall with some movie and television recommendations. Cusimano with college hoops updates at the end of the hour.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yeah, I like that. That is my friend's Fantastic Cat on the bumper music. We're live in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall for Fish Fry Fridays. We are touring every Friday during Lent. We're going to be at Queen of All Saints. Wait, I skipped one. Assumption next week. Queen of All Saints on the 28th, St. Mary Magdalene in Brentwood on the 4th, and we close out with Ott's Tavern in Millstadt, Illinois on the 11th. Paul Hall's going to join us from Common Guy Films. We're going to start with this movie, Novocaine.
So, what's your deal?
My deal? I'm just a regular guy with a regular job, but I've got this condition where I don't feel pain.
Oh my God, you're a superhero.
No.
Mr. Hall is here from Common Guy Films. This one's in the theaters. How are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I'm hungry as usual. These fish fry tours just make the end of the day go a little quicker and make me want to go eat. And so let's talk about Novocaine because theaters are a little slow right now. Just the numbers are not there. And part of the reason is some movies that people maybe don't necessarily know about nor want to see. Novocaine being one of the second. I don't think people want to see it. Jack Quaid.
Oh, wow.
Jack Quaid.
Who is Jack Quaid?
Jack Quaid is Dennis Quaid's son.
It is Dennis Quaid's son?
And Meg Ryan's his mom.
Okay. I did not know that. I mean, that was where I was kind of going, but I didn't know that. Yeah. Look at Sue reads her Us magazine, doesn't she?
Come
she knows
on.
All
Go
this
girl.
Stuff. Who? Far be it from me to challenge that. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
Hey, that's perfect information. And Jack Quaid actually did the Gentlemen Start Your Engines at the Daytona 500. So you know people had big plans for this movie. Unfortunately, to me, it doesn't pay off a whole lot. Quaid plays a guy named Nate. He's just a mild-mannered assistant bank manager who gets in the middle of a robbery. But he's got a weird condition in that he can't feel pain. So pain can be inflicted on him. He just doesn't feel it. So you can put his hand in a fryer, say at the fish fry. It would turn all icky.
Whoa.
But he wouldn't feel it. Yeah.
Wow.
As it goes on, he gets beaten, battered, and bruised as he tries to get together and find his worker in the bank who just happens to have started a relationship with him the day before. I just didn't get where they wanted to go with it. It was one of those stories where, yeah, you see these gross moments of him in pain, and he's kind of like a superhero, but he's also kind of disfigured, which superheroes don't get that way usually. It didn't work for me on a number of levels. It's kind of an action comedy. It's more of a really, really, really dark comedy. I know a lot of people that like it, so I may be the exception to the rule on this, but it's a lot of mindless violence, and it didn't really work for me.
The only thing I noticed here about the people involved, Jane, you might have appreciation for this, is that the director of this film, who also, I think, wrote it, Lars Jacobsen, it might be Jacobsen, was also heavily involved in, hold on, I just looked at this. Paul, do you know? Because there's a television show that I know that Jane watched, and I just lost it. I'll look at it here again, but it was something that I knew that you were familiar with. Hold on here. Paul, do you know what I'm talking about or not?
No, I mean, unless Jane was watching Day of the Dead, he wrote that.
No, Fight Night. He was an executive producer on Fight
Night,
The Million Dollar Heist. Yeah, that was it.
I loved that show. So that's interesting. Yeah. Well, this seems like a very, very different kind of a story than that was. That was brilliant.
Okay, what else you got this weekend, either streaming or at the theaters?
A big release for the folks at Netflix. It's a new film called The Electric State, which you may have been seeing press for the last week or so.
Yes. What do you think?
Chris Pratt and Millie Bobby Brown. You know, this one actually, believe it or not, the very beginning of the film starts off in St. Louis, right outside the Arch, as the robots are rising up against the people. Yes. Yes, the St. Louis Arch is right front and center in the beginning, home to the robot resistance to the humans. And humans are...
And I'm out.
Beating up the robots. You know what? This one surprised me. It was better than I thought. I expected this to be absolutely awful. It was not nearly there. There's a lot of voices here and people in different roles that you know along the way. Not only Pratt, Millie Bobby Brown, but Woody Harrelson plays the voice of Mr. Peanut. Yes, the planner spokesperson, Mr. Peanut, the robot version. Kaylee Kwan's here as well, as a lot of voices you'll know as you come. Kurt Loder shows up at one point. Stanley Tucci.
I know, I saw his name.
Oh my gosh, that's so random.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this fun. It's funny. When it gets funny, it's kind of really funny. Directed by Anthony Russo and Joe Russo, so the guys who did a lot
Stranger
of
Things.
Big Avenger-type movies and that type of thing. And the soundtrack here, I know, Mark, you love music. The music here in the soundtrack is pretty cool. Start to finish, it's like almost you're watching another version of Guardians when you see the soundtrack.
Oh, I like
it more than I thought. Am I going to say go look at it if you're not a big fan of kind of big budget action type films on Netflix? And yeah, you're going to stay away. But the rest of us, it was a good time.
All right, what about Dope Thief, which is on Apple TV Plus?
Oh, a new series on Apple TV Plus, and we got a couple good ones the next couple weeks. Dope Thief stars Brian Tyree Henry, who we've seen a number of times over doing things like Causeway over at Apple TV Plus, and Wagner Moura. Now, this initial episode, and the whole series is executive produced by Ridley Scott, and this first episode is actually directed by Ridley Scott. You've got two episodes up now about these two brothers who friends who decide they're going to rip off drug houses posing as DEA agents. And that, of course, as you could imagine, is never going to end quite as well as you might want it to. It's definitely an in-depth series that you really want to get into. You've got two episodes up now. You'll get one episode a week for the next 6 weeks or so. It's intense. It's definitely intense. And this first episode, especially for those of you who haven't checked it out yet, check it out over on Apple TV Plus and give it a run. I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, let's talk about a couple things. Look, Fred's going on a long airplane trip. Did you download anything, Fred, to watch?
Not movie-wise. Okay, well, no, just music.
What about, not television show-wise either?
No.
So, Jane and I'm still watching.
Is that easy to do?
Yes,
okay. it's very easy. I'm still watching Paradise. I have not wrapped Paradise with Sterling K. Brown. I'm into that. I think that's pretty good.
I like it.
I'm watching The White Lotus. It's not doing as much for me.
I am really trying.
Yeah, this is not the best season of The White Lotus.
It's okay to give it up.
Yeah, well, I might do that.
I think I might. Because I tried, and I'm just like, and I just want to smack everybody.
Yeah.
There's like no. There's
yeah, I know.
In
there's
that
no
show.
Characters that you like.
There's nothing redeemable. I
that's
know,
everything that's, in that show. Is always you always want to smack everybody in that show. From
yeah,
in every
I guess
season.
That's the point.
Yeah.
The, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver's son is good in it because he's a jerk.
Oh,
and
so
which one's he?
He's the older brother, Saxon.
Oh, is good. He plays a real.
Yeah, he is doing a good job for the part.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, Paul, is Jack Quaid a good actor in a bad movie, or is he a bad actor in a bad movie?
Ooh, good question. I think he's decent. I actually do want to see what he does going forward here.
Okay.
I think he can manage his own. He just doesn't really carry it as much as someone might need to, and it may be more than him that's at fault for that along the way. Some of the setups are a little sketchy. Shall we say, for them. So.
One of the other stories that came out in the last couple of days is the renewal for the fourth season. I think some people are confused by it, of Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Now, I gave up. You talk about a show that I gave up on. I love the first two seasons. I watched a couple episodes in the third season, but it sucked. It took a different tone.
Oh.
It got very woke. And now they got a third season. Is that a surprise?
Fourth season.
I don't know if it's a surprise. I mean, Ted Lasso was kind of a cornerstone for the folks at Apple TV+. So that doesn't, from that standpoint, it doesn't really surprise me a whole lot. It was, let's be honest, for 2 years there, especially those first 2 years, it took home every award you could think of along the way.
I thought it was the water cooler thing.
Yeah.
You heard Jason Sudeikis didn't want to do it?
Yeah, he didn't.
I'm sorry.
He had even said that. He even said he didn't want to. So that's why I was surprised because, they were talking about maybe doing it without him. But then but he announced on the Kelce Brothers podcast that there was going to be a season 4.
Well, apparently the paycheck was pretty good, right?
That it's huge.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
All right, so wait, this is the New York Post, because now I want to make sure we're giving the right information to the audience here this afternoon. I just heard about this today. The Post headline says, Ted Lasso is happening with one big change. We're writing season 4 now. That's the official word.
Yep.
Let's see. You're right. He said on the Kelce podcast.
Yeah.
Ted's coaching a women's team, it says.
Yes, that's what he said. And then they asked more questions. He says, I can't talk anymore.
So I didn't see. Is it too much to ask what happened at the end of season 3? Did he get fired?
No, he left.
Okay, so he left the team.
He left. Yeah, he left
So
Europe
we don't know if
go
he's
going
to be back here coaching Caitlin Clark on a women's basketball team or something like that. We don't know.
You don't really know, but he was going home to be with his son.
Okay. All right, well, that's probably where you should be. You should have been there the whole time. All right, thank you, Paul. Anything else you want to mention here before we get to Cusimano this afternoon?
All I was going to say is my piece of advice for the weekend is to make sure you look and see who you're texting to. I texted Fred earlier this week a note intended for my wife. Thankfully, it was very
It was
faithful.
Good. It was good.
Was it weird?
No. Okay. It was very proper.
Shame.
I basically
be
told
careful
him
out
yes,
there.
Here I'd be happy to go get you gas, which is what I was going to do.
Nice.
Siri did it. I will say. So just make sure you check what Siri does before you hit send.
Yeah, good call.
I'm known for screwing that up because I've sent John Rooney when he's doing a Cardinal baseball game my grocery list.
Nice.
Who are you trying to send it to?
To my wife.
Oh, and it says, Marine. It sounded like Rooney?
I don't know how that happened.
That is hilarious.
That is very hilarious.
Fred he's the king of Siri, though. He's definitely the king of Siri. There's no doubt about that. All right, we'll take a break. Paul, tell folks where they can find your reviews.
SimpleCumGuy.com.
We will talk next Friday. We are live out here in Cottleville. We'd love to see you. This is a big, big crowd here this afternoon at the Knights of Columbus Hall. We want to thank Kevin Lowe and the team for hosting us once again. But we still have about an hour and 15 left. We'll check in with Cusimano. It's been a very busy college basketball week, a college basketball day. Mizzou plays tonight. SLU lost earlier. We'll get all caught up and talk a little hockey, too, coming up here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there. Hey, I should mention we've been talking about the fish fries, and we're on our second stop here at the Knights of Columbus Hall. But Brian Kilmeade is going to be here a week from tomorrow night. We've been talking about the Kilmeade event for a while. It's going to be a lot of fun on the 22nd at the factory. There are tickets available. Even if you have tickets, you'd like to add the VIP component, you can do that. at BrianKilmeade.com. I know Brian's very excited. You get a copy of his book. You'll get to talk with him a little bit and meet the 97.1 FM Talk staff as well. And the show is being sponsored by Bob and Tammy Kershaw with the Retirement Advisory Group. Jane is hanging out with me here out in Cottleville. We have the Hall of Famer Fred, who's about to go on international travel. Sue, have you been enjoying some of the fish? It looks like you guys are eating. I never like to eat when I'm on the air, but you guys are sampling some of this,
you
right?
You are much more professional than us.
Yeah.
And we've really enjoyed the shrimp. Jane likes the hush puppies.
Yes.
Fries are good. And this coleslaw is good. It's not, what do I want to say? It's oil-based rather than mayonnaise.
Yes.
It's quite zingy.
It's got, yeah, it's got the sweet.
I'll go with zingy.
Sour.
I like that.
Zingy's good.
In the next hour, my friend Chris Smith is out here. We've chronicled his story quite a bit. He's got a book coming out about how he was shot and he survived. We'll also be visited by St. Charles County Executive Steve Ullman, and I think Congressman Bob Onder is going to swing by as well, and we will have an audio cut of the day. A very busy week, an amazing week of college basketball. It's only going to maybe get better. Frank Cusimano is here. Unfortunately, not a great finish for SLU earlier this afternoon. Frank, how are you?
Yeah.
No, it ended today in Washington, D.C. with a loss to Loyola. And it's a shame because they have three really good players, but only one of those three showed up today, and that was Isaiah Swope, who had 30. Gibson Jimerson, who's had this magnificent career, did not make a three in his final collegiate game. And Robbie Avila only made one three. A real quiet day for those two. And with a team that's lacking, you know, depth, you have to have all three of those guys playing great.
Matthew Rocchio, our producer out here, told me that in the press conference afterwards, though, did Robbie say that he's coming back for sure next year?
Well, he certainly alluded to that. Now, it's nice to say that after the game, but if all of a sudden your handlers hear from another school saying, no, if you were to go into the portal, we'd have this kind of money for you, you know, you never know what can happen. But I will say this, he could have done that last year and made more money somewhere else. His loyalty to Coach Schertz, and he loves it in St. Louis. I bet he's coming back.
Yeah. Well, that's good. All right, how about Mizzou last night, Frank? I was going to be so pissed off if they couldn't win at least that first game after winning, or after rather losing three in a row. It was a tight battle. It was ugly at times. The free throw shooting finally came through. Tamar Bates had a great game. Aiden Shaw in for Mark Mitchell. Now, I'm told that Mark Mitchell has a little bit of a dinged up knee. Maybe he could go tonight. I don't know if you have final word, but they're thinking about, you know, just waiting, letting him rest, you know, just in case the injury would get worse tonight. So what are you hearing about Mitchell? Anything?
Well, as of 40 minutes ago, the release was he is a game-time decision. See, here's the thing, Mark. They really don't have to win this game. By winning last night, they secured a number six seed. Now, I don't think it's serious because if it was really serious, he wouldn't have sat on the bench. He would have been getting ice. It would have taped it up. But if there's a chance of him re-injuring it, you can't take that chance. I mean, it'd be nice to beat Florida. It'd be nice to maybe move up to a five seed. And then they can still do it. But I don't know if I'd risk it if I'm Mizzou at this point. He's too valuable.
That's kind of where I am. Yeah. No, I agree with that.
They beat him once.
What about action today? So Texas had a great victory last night in double overtime, but they're getting smoked by Tennessee this afternoon.
You know, the amazing thing is that many people think because Texas has won two games in the SEC tournament that they're in. They're, you know, heading into today, they were the last team in. So that would mean 14 SEC teams in the NCAA tournament. The all-time record is 11, which is just crazy. I don't know if Texas is out now after this loss, but they certainly helped themselves so far.
Well, last night, if you watched, and I really wanted to see the aftermath, they're doing a pretty good job on the SEC Network having people that win the games, either a player, well, both a player and a coach, that come up on stage with the broadcast crew. And Gates was on there last night, and he took a very strong stand saying, and I agree with him, and the crew, well, they of course, kind of had to agree on the SEC Network. He said they deserve 14 teams in. There's only 16 teams. The other two teams don't belong in there, but I think 14 teams do belong in from the SEC.
Yeah, I wouldn't argue the point. I mean, like a team like Oklahoma, who did not have a good record, they're definitely in because they went 11-0 non-conference-wise and beat some really good teams. And last night, they lost another heartbreaker at the buzzer to Kentucky.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't argue the point.
Yeah. People will complain, though.
Let's talk a little hockey as we head into the weekend. Status of the Blues, Frank.
Well, Mark, I think that if the Blues don't make the postseason, they are going to look back at last night's loss to Pittsburgh, where they outskated them and outshot them and should have won the game against a very average Pittsburgh team at this point by not picking up a point or 2 points. That was really costly to the Blues. There's still time left, but that was a really tough loss. And Jordan Binnington, who's been so good all year, had to be pulled. It just wasn't his night. So we'll see what they can come up with this weekend. They have back-to-back games at Minnesota, and then they're home against the Ducks on Sunday at 5 o'clock at Enterprise.
So I kind of wanted to just mention baseball as we're getting closer here. And I guess even though Fred's going to Japan, I don't think he's going to the baseball games. Fred, you're not going to the games, right? You got the Dodgers and the Cubs over there. But, you know, I saw this piece that was in The Athletic this week. Yeah. And they survey, you know, fans and their confidence level and how good their team's going to be. And these are rough numbers. But the number from 2 years ago was 77% confidence that the Cardinals would have a great season and be competitive. Last year, it was, I think, in the 40s. This year, it's at 11.9%, Frank. That's now, we got to play the games. The fans' interest in this and their belief of how the team will be is not necessarily the way that the outcome is decided. But let's face it, that's a pretty miserable number right there of fan confidence in this team.
Yeah, and it's reflected in season ticket sales. And God bless the Cardinals. Yeah. I hope they get the $3 million. But right now, I've heard from some that the projected number is like 2.1 million, and last year it was like 2.8. Wow. So that's a dramatic decrease. Now, everything will change if you got off to a good start. But, boy, this type of statistic that you just gave, Mark, and with the way the fans feel, they got off to a slow start, it could really get late early for the Cardinals. I do want to say one thing about the Cardinals, though. Tekoa Roby, remember this name. I was in spring training this week, and this young man who came over in the Jordan Montgomery trade but has been hurt, was touching 98 on the gun, and he threw two innings, struck out four. Remember that name. He's going to be a big-time pitcher for the Cardinals soon.
Hey, Frank, 45 seconds. What's coming up on Sunday night?
Okay. It's National Women's Month, and we're going to bring in the two greatest female athletes of all time in St. Louis. JJK, who may be the greatest athlete in the history of the country, and Kristen Cole, who won 8 state titles.
Oh,
so we're going to sit these two magnificent ladies down and talk about their great careers and what made them tick. I sit down with John Mozeliak, and we'll also have a lot on SIU Edwardsville headed to their first NCAA tournament.
Yeah, that's a fun story. I love that. All right, Frank, have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday afternoon.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, we are live at our fish fry in Cottleville, and there's a big line here. We got a great, great group, and we're staying here until 6 o'clock. Jane's going to hang out. Sue Thomas, Fred, the Hall of Famer. We have some guests that are going to join us in the next hour, including Steve Ellman, who is the St. Charles County Executive. Congressman Bob Onder, we think, might swing by. And my friend Chris Smith, who's got a book out about his incident being shot in the head, My Fatal First Date, a true life story of survival, tragedy, inspiration, triumph, and faith. So he'll visit with us. Plus, an audio cut of the day. We're in Cottleville at the Knights of Columbus Hall. Come see us.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.